Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
A mother-to-be named Ariel from Northern California went viral after her gender reveal was accidentally spoiled by the bakery. Here she is telling her story.
We then went to my doctor's appointment, and we had them put the gender results in a sealed envelope. We left the appointment and we went to the bakery. So we go in and we start the ordering process of the custom cake with the person there. And they were excited for us. We gave them the sealed envelope with the gender in it. Told me that they wrote this in the notes. It's a gender reveal. Customer does not want to know what's on the inside of the cake. Put raspberries or strawberries or a red fruit if it's a girl. And put blueberries, blackberries, marionberries, some type of dark fruit if it's a boy. So the voicemail then came in the next day. I started listening to it and I was trying to turn it off and I was trying to like yell over her voice, but it still came through and I still heard it and it was still completely ruined.
And so she didn't share what the voicemail said, but what the voicemail said was, we're out of blackberries. Do you have any other fruit suggestions? Basically telling her that it's going to be a boy. And then the kicker is that she's all upset. She contacts the person who runs the bakery, and the person that runs the bakery is like, that's weird. We have a lot of blackberries here. So I couldn't go. This could have been avoided. And then she ends it with this part. Like, I was like, oh, I feel for her until this last line. I don't know why, but this was like, I'm like, what the hell are you even saying here?
It was just negligent carelessness that ruined somebody's whole experience, you know? Weaponized incompetence.
What?
Weaponized incompetence. Like, I'm on your side up until then. And I'm like, I don't even know what the hell you're trying to say right there, but that's stupid.
Yeah, I mean, we did not do any sort of a gender reveal thing, but I have gotten sucked down the wormhole of some of the more elaborate ones on social media. It's crazy. If you want to know that you're never going to be in a certain tax bracket, go look at those gender reveals for very rich people.
Did you see the one with the Jeep?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That one was all over my Instagram, and it kept popping up, and it was just like, if it was a boy, it was a blue Jeep, and if it was a girl, it was a pink Jeep, and it was a pink Jeep. I'm like, that is awful.
Awful.
What are you going to do with this thing?
What are you going to to drive it.
That's so cool. I would love a pink Jeep.
Yeah, it's awful.
I mean, I feel like
of course, you would probably get a, you'll have a gender reveal.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Don't worry, you guys won't be invited because I know you guys don't like it. I only want supportive, positive people there.
No, I want to come. So hopefully, it'll fail miserably, and I could.
Oh my gosh, Steve is going to spoil it for you. That's what's going to happen. He's going to take all the glory.
You have no idea. I would be worse than this girl.
Because if I did that would just be another version of.
Whole experience, you know, weaponized incompetence.
I don't want to weaponize your incompetence.
Yeah, you would be weaponizing my incompetence real good if you did that.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A woman videotaped a very strange interaction with a McDonald's employee at the drive-thru. All she wanted was a small fry.
Okay.
But the employee said that he couldn't take her order because, well, he's in the bathroom still wearing his headset.
You're admitting to a customer. You're in the bathroom.
I'm in the bathroom.
So I can't.
Okay, first of all, this is the most amazing conversation ever. This would make my entire day if I was at the fast food drive-thru and someone's like, hold on, man, I'm in the bathroom right now. I'm like, all right, I'll wait.
When nature calls.
No rush.
Just wash your hands.
Yeah, that's true. Are you handling my food? No? All right, then go crazy.
So I can't order a small fry?
We had to wait 10 minutes. I have to pee.
So
10 minutes?
To pee? What?
Maybe he's just really washing his hands really good afterwards.
How many times is he going to sing happy birthday?
Cook a handful.
That's the way he said he had to pee?
Yeah.
Man, that guy's bladder. It's impressive.
The pee.
So can I just wait for you to get a...
Miss.
No, you're telling a customer through the headphone set that you're in the toilet.
Okay, we're not taking orders at the moment, ma'am.
Because you're on the toilet?
I'm confused. Is she mad or is she joking around? Right? Because at first it sounded like she was laughing about it, but now she seems like she's getting kind of pissed.
The mood has changed.
Yes.
I have to pee. How can I take an order if I'm in the bathroom?
This is a bit much for me.
I'm not entitled to go to the bathroom because you want a small fry?
She seems like she's on an emotional roller coaster.
I think she's just very confused, but also very hungry.
Funny enough, this was the actual audio from us when we were in Atlanta that one year, and no one was helping us at the drive-thru.
Oh, my gosh.
Same thing. There was no employees there. There were so many customers, and we were just waiting in the drive-thru line.
Maybe not just going to the bathroom.
No, we're pretty convinced that they all went on a smoke break. And it wasn't just one fast food restaurant. It was multiple fast food restaurants. We were popping around going to different ones. All right, Jack in the Box isn't going. Let's try McDonald's. All right, McDonald's isn't going. Let's try Taco Bell. And they all had signs saying currently unavailable or something like that. Yeah. I'm positive there was like a little crew, like a Facebook group for all the fast food people that worked in that food mall, I don't know, a court
area,
thing,
area.
And they're just like, hey, at 3 a.m. we all get together and smoke weed.
So did you end up getting fast food?
No.
There was nothing available anyway.
No.
We ended up just going back to the hotel and passing out.
It was very sad.
I would have cried.
I know. I don't want to go to bed when I have the munchies without any food. I'm so confused by this lady. And also, like, I mean, if she's willing to wait, be like, all right, if you want to wait, then wait.
Right. Yeah.
I don't think he was going number one.
No, that was...
I'm also questioning if he even had to go number two.
Poor guy.
He might have been going number 420.
Yes. 206-803-ROCK. What are your fast food memories, Rockaholics?
The Daily Mix Show.
We want to hear those fast food memories. Maybe you were an employee, maybe you were a customer, but what happened while you were at the fast food place? 206-803-ROCK. We'll start with Nate in Burlington. Nate, you gave an interesting tip to a drive-thru employee, did you not?
I sure did. He was pretty excited on it. So I was going through a drive-thru one late evening, and I just happened to have a jar of mushrooms.
And these aren't the type. These aren't the type of mushrooms that you put on a burger, I'd imagine.
No, these are the fun ones.
The fun ones, yes.
Yeah, and unfortunately, he didn't take them right away, which I give. You know, I probably wouldn't have either, or I wouldn't have. I don't know, but he's like, "Oh yeah, no, I'll save this for later." I'm like, "Right on, dude." And that was about it.
Did you ever find out if he enjoyed those, or like, did you drive by there later in the day and he was just like kind of like tripping out or something?
That was a thought. I was like, oh, man, me and my buddy were like, we should go back there and see, you know, talk to him and see if he took him. But no, that was it. That was the last I ever saw him.
Well, I'm sure at some point he went on a little adventure.
Just pull up and you see through the drive-thru, he's like underneath the soft serve machine, just like squirting ice cream on his face. This feels so good.
Derek in Kirkland, you were actually an employee at a fast food place. Tell us what happened.
So about 3 o'clock, we cleaned the fryers and you pull a valve, all the grease and oil goes down into a holding container underneath them.
Okay.
And prior to that, you're supposed to turn the fryers off, you know, turn off the heat source. Well, my manager and I did not do that, and her and I go to the back, we're cleaning or doing whatever, and we notice that there's flames coming up out of the fryer. She runs over and she grabs the fire extinguisher, and I'm thinking, no, like, let's not do that. We're going to get in big trouble. That's going to shut the whole place down for probably a good amount of time.
As opposed to setting the place on fire.
Exactly. So as you learn, like, in kitchens, salt is supposed to put out fires. So I opened up the thing of salt and I dumped the whole thing on. It does absolutely nothing. She's standing there with the fire extinguisher, and in my head, I'm like, all right, one last shot. This could go either really good or it can go really, really bad. So the fire's at the very bottom of the bucket, and when the oil is dumped back in, it's from, like, the top, almost to the top. So I open up the valve, and it just comes out like a water hose back into the fryer. It went into the fryer, it flickered and it caught flame a little bit more for probably a second, and then it smothered the fire out.
Wow. Honestly, I would, if I was working with you, I'm like, this is the dumbest idea, but I'm glad it worked. Like, what are we doing? We're adding more to the fire?
What is your fast food memory? 206-803-ROCK. Sean in Kent, how many tacos did you manage to order in one night?
We got 30 tacos. We were out partying.
Let's go.
And we ended up, I don't know, we smoked a bit, and then we got the munchies, went to, like, Georgetown Jack in the Box and ordered 30 tacos, and mowed those down, and then about 3 months later, that commercial came out with a stoner commercial, Jack in the Box, where they rolled through the drive-thru ordering 30 tacos. Pretty sure that was us.
Dude, those are the best tacos, too.
They really are.
And they're so affordable. What's the most you've ever ordered fast food-wise? Because I think about another time at a radio convention, we took a cab to White Castle.
Oh, man.
And I got one of the suitcase, I guess, or what's it called? Like the Crave case. And the Crave case holds, I think, 20 of their sliders. I'm not sure if we bought one or two of those, but let's just say we didn't eat many of them, and I woke up the next morning, and I felt like I was living inside of a White Castle burger.
Oh.
It was amazing.
Late night daddy provides.
How much did you?
I mean, I've done like one of those like party runs before where you order like, you know, $60 worth of Jack in the Box and bring it back to the house for everyone. It's awesome.
That's amazing.
Just the best. 206-803-ROCK, what is your fast food memory? Steve-O in Spokane, tell us about the hamburger patty wars.
About 20 years ago, I worked at a fast food joint, and when we'd be closing down and supposed to be cleaning, we would have patty wars, like throwing them like frisbees at each other, or we'd just throw them back and forth to each other.
Yeah. I would imagine taking one of those to the dome could really injure you.
Yeah. Good thing none of us never got injured, so that was probably the better part, but it was a lot of fun, teenagers and closing down fast food restaurants, it you know, 10:30, 11 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
We just had fun.
Speaking of that, when my first job at the Dairy Queen in Albuquerque, New Mexico, when we were slow in the winter, because, you know, not a lot of people get ice cream in the winter, so we just have, like, these long periods.
I'm probably the only idiot that does. I'd be like, oh, let's go get some ice cream.
That's fair. But, like, yeah, there was, you know, there's a lot of dead period there. And so, of course, we're teenagers, and we're just like, oh, we have fireworks. Let's light fireworks out of the drive-through window. So we do bottle rockets and, you know, Roman candles, and people would just drive up and there'd just be fireworks coming out of the Dairy Queen. We're like, yeah, this is the party spot. Come out. And then, of course, we had skateboards and people were trying to jump over the fireworks.
Oh,
it was a
gosh.
Fun time when we were 16.
Like, but we're getting more customers, so keep doing it.
Yeah, right.
Fast food mayhem.
Why is Danny shooting a bottle rocket out of, oh, excuse me, put your pants back up, Danny. So he said, once we ordered 70 tacos, this is a text at 206-803-ROCK, from Jack in the Box late at night, 70 tacos. Nice. And the drive-thru employee who took my order replied, is this for realsies?
For realsies. I wonder, is there like a limit? I mean.
No, I don't think so.
The customer is always right?
I think you can order as many as they're willing to make you. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if some fast food places, if you came up and said, I want 200 burgers. They're like, yeah, now's not the time.
Now's not the time.
The Daily Migs Show.